first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet, a calendar book with the name of my insurance man, green polka dot pajamas, and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear, and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker, and all that other stuff,
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath.
All that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
A pair of teakwood shower clocks.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
Pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
Hammered aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
Calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas.
And
a Japanese transistor.
Merry Christmas,
everybody. Company's here. Our company that is, hello. This is a special edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. It's our annual Christmas program. However, our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun all morning long will be here. The music, seasonal, we have some songs for Hanukkah and Christmas throughout the program. That song was for Dust Bowl Jack, who just requested it, which indicates that we are live, doesn't it? We are indeed here, and we'll have lots of opportunities, including a pop quiz in just a few moments. Also, today we are going to talk about the Andy Warhol Museum Youth Arts Council and a winter teen night. Teens are planning there and a youth fashion show. And improvisational guitarist Devin Sharma is going to be here. That plus a lot of great music and conversation from you this morning. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, our own player, and the phone number to listen by telephone at 1-631-359-8728. Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. Our pop quiz coming up in just a moment.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Saturday Light Brigade with Leon Redbone. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The squalls yesterday were something. Our Saturday Light Brigade staff holiday party, for a variety of reasons, was scheduled for 4 o'clock yesterday, our holiday lunch. Because we're busy with after-school activities Monday through Thursday, Friday ended up being the best day. And as we headed out on Route 28, the road was fine. Visibility, though, surprisingly poor in some areas. And very chilly. It's very chilly this morning right now, too. In Pittsburgh, it's 17 degrees. It may be a little colder where you are. May I say something to you that I said at our staff meeting yesterday? I sometimes think we get more done in a week here. I don't want to sound like I'm boasting. It's really meant to talk about our staff and how proud I are of them. This week on Monday night, there may have been a Steelers game here on the north side. And it was also, you remember, we had a lot of snow to deal with on Monday. Yet, we had more people than we expected, 50-some, here at our Youth Media Center to take part in the unveiling of a new AI-driven tool that helps teens find something to do. And it's amazing. Our partners at History Collab and Remake Learning were behind this. We were happy to play a small role. But you can tap into it. Things like, I want to learn to oil paint. How old are you? Type in your age. It's all secure and private, and you'll get suggestions. And it works very nicely. So we did that on Monday. Thursday night, we had about 60 people here for a holiday open house, sponsored in part by a Remake Learning Moonshot grant and the Allegheny Regional Asset District. And it included a multi-ages open mic with some great musicians, cookie decorating, and more. And if that weren't enough, as if, we also welcomed Pittsburgh Westinghouse during the week for a field trip, Propel North and Propel Hazelwood, so three different schools in all during the day. And we were out to visit two schools as well. So just in 1 week, we did all of those things. And we're looking forward to a great new year ahead. I try to let our staff know that when things don't go so well, I said, you know, our worst day sometimes is better than a lot of people's best days. So hang in there. It'll get better. Now it's time to give you a chance to enter into the world of our pop quiz for this morning. SLB Sam is feeling a little cheer. He's going to be the leader of a Christmas carol band. And he's decided that the Christmas carol band must be comprised solely of musical instruments that start with the letter C. He's going to use musical instruments in his band, and every musical instrument must start with the letter C. He already has come up with the clarinet. Can you come up with five more instruments for his band? And if five are too easy, can you come up with 10 more? Once again, SLB Sam is starting a Christmas carol band. He wants every instrument in it to begin with the letter C. And if you can come up with five instruments, he came up with a clarinet. Can you come up with five more or 10 more? We hope to hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, shivering trees are standing in a naked road. I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. Summertime with summer colored skin, and not another man in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves came trembling down, bully winds did rub their faces in the snow. She got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. Time was falling down, and winter's closing in. Winter, they give their cold, triumphant shouts. And all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, a flapping and a racing on before the snow. They got the urge for going, and they got the wings to go. I'll ply the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out, and I'll bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime, have her stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, but I'm gonna have to let her go. And she gets the urge for going when the summer grass was a turning brown, and all her empires were falling down, and the winter closing in. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter's closing in.
Now when I was Christmas morn. Yeah, bless the Christmas morn.
Saturday Light Brigade with John Cowan. Go tell it on the mountain. And Daryl Scott before that with his version of Urge for Going. Our C band is really coming through. You can get through easily if you would like to join us on the radio from wherever you are. We're looking for musical instruments, starting with the letter C. Rick is in Mooresville, North Carolina. Rick, thank you for your support of SLB throughout the year and as part of our year-end donor drive. I'll update our totals on that. We're up. Getting excitedly close up to our goal. Rick came up with coronet, calliope, clavinet, cello, castanet, and cortina. And good morning to Tom and McCandless. Cello, chimes, carillon, cymbals, clamshells, and a cornet are his his instruments for SLB Sam's band. The clamshells got me thinking of a conch shell, which is why I was in the animal department for a moment. Here is Stu, also in McCandless, with clarinet, clavinet, chimes, congas, celesta, cello, and a cylinder player, like a wax cylinder to play in the band. Bruce has conga drum, castanets, cymbals, cello, cowbell, and more cowbell. Oh, Rick says he's going to be spending the holidays in Pittsburgh. And thank you for your holiday greetings. I'm happy to know that you're coming here. We'll be here next week, too, by the way, and also for the annual countdown to noon at the Children's Museum's special noon celebration, which is not only good for kids, but for some adults who just as well not stay up to midnight. I'll be hosting that for probably what is close to 20 years coming up on New Year's Eve Day. the Antionesta has castanets, cello, chimes, contra bassoon, cornet, and cymbals. And Linda, half of the dynamic duo, has cornet, chimes, cymbals, cello, and calliope, all musical instruments starting with the letter C. Vivian Hello has clavier, cornet, castanets, cello, charango, and chimes. Jim in Blackridge has cello, cornet, congas, claves, chimes, celesta, clavichord, concertina, cymbals, contra bassoon, and carillon. Just a few more coming in. Jim in Crafton Heights with castanets, conga drums, cello, contra bass, clavichord, cornet, cymbals, conch shell, and chorus. And here's Barb in Oakmont with cello, cymbals, clavichord, clapper, and chimes. Ralph, listening along with Jess this morning, has cymbals, cello, calliope, celesta, coconut shells, cowbell, clavichord, chimes, kashishi, and kruth. Sue in South Park with calliope, cornet, castanet, cello, concertina, and cowbell. And a few more. Oh, concertina from Rick. And finally, Susie also adds classical guitar. That's a good one. Castanet, cello, cymbals, and cornet. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with five or even more musical instruments for SLB Sam's Christmas Carol Band featuring all instruments starting with the letter C. A quick update on our year-end donor drive, part of the cycle for just about any nonprofit. We now have had 167 contributions totaling $45,514. We're hoping to be able to make it to $50,000 at least. We're really within a stone's throw of that. And our stretch goal is to make it to $60,000, which we should be able to do. If you have already donated, thank you. If not, today's the perfect day to do it. Ricky can take a phone call, so can I. You can make a contribution securely that way, or you can go to our website at slvradio.org/donate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slvradio.org/donate.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Saturday Light Brigade with the Asylum Street Spankers. Mela, Halaka Mama. Or Kalakamaka, Mela Kalakamaka. Which is native in Hawaii. Christmas greeting. Thank you to Karen Flom for your support. Karen is in Sewickley. And a first-time donor, Walker Evans. Thank you. Walker. Works at the Carnegie Library in Carnegie, the Carnegie Music Hall. Also, Marla and Joseph, thank you for your support there in Biglerville, Pennsylvania. slbradio.org/donate. If you want to take part in our annual donor drive, or you can phone us at 412-200-5975.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th. Celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Born in New York City, he died at the age of 37 on December 20th, 1973. Just 14 years earlier, he made a song by Weill and Brecht familiar to you and me. Early bouts with rheumatic fever and a heart condition shortened his life's path. Despite this, he's well remembered for his style, his films, his music, and more, including a memorable bath.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
That is this morning's Historiddle. Once again, born in New York City, he died at the age of 37 on December 20th, 1973. Just 14 years earlier, he made a song by Weill and Brecht, familiar to you and me. Early bouts with rheumatic fever and a heart condition shortened his life's path. Despite this, he's well remembered for his style, his films, his music, and more, including a memorable bath. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. Hanukkah is underway, ending tomorrow night.
Judah, they called him Maccabee, the hammer that crushed our enemy. And though we were outnumbered, the temple had been plundered, we vanquished their offense.
called a runaway. It's written in the Bible, but you won't worship idols. But when the choice is dying, we'd rather die by fighting like Judah the Maccabee. Challenge your submission. Live the hero story. Be free or die in glory like Judah the Maccabee.
My name is Francis Tolliver.
I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear, I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. Singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. All the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met their hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us, too exact the work of war, had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's John McCutcheon with Christmas in the Trenches. That's a song we get so many requests for. And you also heard Carl Kimmel with the song Judah Maccabee.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
We are going to have the correct answer to our historiddle coming up.
Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, you've got garlic in your soul. Mr. Grinch, I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Vile one, Mr. Grinch, you have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. A nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and we quote:
stink, stank, stunk.
You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. The king of sinful socks. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up. No.
like a snake in a steeple. In your attempt to cheat discreetly, you've missed Christmas completely. And the only homely lonely is you. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
What a voice at the Saturday Light Brigade. His name is John Driscoll Hopkins. Lots of correct answers coming in on this morning's Hister Riddle, and Susie is going to share hers first. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
Here's one. You came up with him right away. Who is it that we're looking for?
Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin, indeed. And he died today, only 37 years of age, back in 1973. Did you have a favorite song of his?
Splish Splash is... one of them. And then when you were saying the song about the Brecht, I did have to look that up. But that was Mac the Knife.
Yes, Kurt Vile and Bertrick, Bertolt, Brecht. And it was Splish Splash. He wrote that in 1958, co-wrote it. And it was his first million-selling single. Then came Dream Lover, and then Mac the Knife and Beyond the Sea really catapulted him to fame. He became politically active for Robert F. Kennedy and ended up, unfortunately, dying during open heart surgery at the age of 37. An incredibly charismatic, talented person.
Indeed.
Well, I hope your holiday season is going okay amidst all the hustle and bustle. It's not always, I was going to say the greatest of times, but not always. Things are so different during the holidays. It makes it hard to go through your normal routines, I think, depending on your situation. I know yesterday we were trying to get a lot done, and it's like, how can we get these things done? Like going to the store to get the same things we need to get every week just to eat.
Right. Yeah, I've been avoiding the stores. Although I do, my one trick is Target does that thing where you can like order on their app ahead of time and then just go to the counter or they bring it to your car.
Oh, that's a good idea. So these stores, you can not have stuff delivered, but just have it there waiting for you to pick
right.
up. Yeah, I did that with a restaurant the other day. Some people would say, why not have it delivered? Well, I'm driving right by there anyway. And it's probably...
Well, and I find that if you get something delivered, like food, you're waiting for the delivery and it's getting cold.
Yes, yeah, that can be,
I'd rather have it get cold in my car than get cold in somebody else's car.
It's very true. And then I feel bad that I don't want to take the living away of the person that's delivering the food, but something tells me there's an awful lot of people getting food delivered these days, at least from
the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, since COVID, it's just exponentially...
Especially in your neck of the woods in Alexandria, I'll bet there are a lot of people taking advantage of that.
I'm sure.
Well done with your correct answer. We're going to get Dust Bowl Jack in, and then we're going to hear some Bobby Darin. Merry Christmas, Susie. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
And Jack is here now. Hello, Dust Bowl.
Good morning.
There you are. Good morning. You knew Bobby Darin is who we're looking for. Did anything give it away to you?
Well, my clue was when you say he died at the age of 37, I'm going, yeah, he did die very young. So that was a wild guess, but that was the correct one.
Yeah, very good. We had a couple guesses of Bobby Rydell, kind of on the Bobby track. Jim in Blackridge got it. So did Tommy in Virginia, who remembered Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. Marge in Whitehall got it. Holly in Oakland knew it. So did Mike and Mars and Rich in Freeport. He really just had so many tremendous hits for somebody who lived to be only 37 years of age. How are the holidays treating you? Everything going okay?
Well, I got my wife to the airport. She's gone to Tuscaloosa for Christmas.
Oh, my.
And I don't know if you're hearing in the background or not, but I got a whining dog here. This is the first time we've had a one-on-one together here. It's going to be 10 days, too.
I did hear him.
Yeah, he's a whiner.
Is he jealous of the fact that we're talking right now? Does he want attention?
No, he's more concerned about that door where my wife would come in and nothing happened for a few days.
Well, I hope you have
got his eye filled with to the garage entrance door there, and that's what's going on with him.
Poor baby. It's okay.
At least he hasn't barked because he goes to the vet every now and then, too.
I forget his name, Jack.
Tigger.
Tigger, that's right.
She renamed him because he hops around so much. He's a Jack Russell mix of some type.
Those are the kind of dogs that hop, hop, hop. They're very full of energy.
We brought him home from the pound. We were in the house for 5 minutes. The next thing I know, he's on top of the dining room table.
That's incredible. Well, Jack Russell, that's the kind of dog that Frasier had on his show, right? On Frasier. I think it was Jack Russell.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure played by a dog named Moose. They gave him credits. I'm 99% sure of that. Well, well done. Charge to you. You were going to say?
About one thing.
Please.
Yeah. Earlier, about 2 weeks ago, we went to a Debbie Boone Christmas concert at Packer Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in with her combo and that. And it was her first appearance for this Christmas program she put together. But I learned some things there through history there, her family history. Her mother-in-law is Rosemary Clooney.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. And her mother's brother is Lefty Frizzell.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about lineage there in the family. But it was a very good concert. And I got a photograph of her, too. So.
Oh, that's great. Did you get one with her?
No, I was trying to get my wife in there, but she was scared that the security was going to grab her and pull her away. So I got her in the picture, and then I cropped it out, and I just got a picture of Debbie Boone there smiling at the camera for me. So,
That's still fantastic. Well, here's to a good holiday, and I hope to talk to you next week, if not later this morning.
Take care. Did you get the card I sent you?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Of the couple, the text. I have not expanded. I saw the little thumbnail of it. But I didn't expand it yet. Let me see if I can do that. Oh, what a great picture. I'm glad I did. There's Jack, Kathy, and Tigger. That is a great shot.
I do it every year.
That's okay. Beautiful. Thanks. What a great picture amidst the Christmas ornaments. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, our annual Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade, heard on WRCT Pittsburgh.